Welcome to the High Point Baptist Church Sermoncast, for the glory of God and the proclamation of His Word. We thank you for listening. The following sermon was recorded at High Point Baptist Church on the morning of September 13th, 2015, and features preaching by our pastor-teacher, Pastor Matt Tarr.
Just a few comments for you. As Paul noted for you, tonight we will be enjoying a parent dedication. As he said, if you don't know what that is, it's like a baby dedication, but we don't dedicate babies in Protestant church. We dedicate parents and the church body. You will be participating in that tonight as we commit ourselves to raising our children in fear and admonition of the Lord. So that'll be a wonderful time. A few guests with us this evening as well, as grandparents will enjoy being able to see that. And I think it's appropriate as well. I'm not sure. Is today Grandparents' Day? Okay. It seems that I may have been the only one unaware of that this week. And I saw that. I'm sorry. You weren't aware of any of that. Well, it's appropriate that we would be having that as well tonight. And as you know, Sunday evenings have been a very special time. We had a lot of fun together last time as we were looking at Sundays in the Psalms. That's what we've been doing, and we look forward to turning to Psalm 16 tonight. That's where we'll be this evening, and a very appropriate psalm for us, even as we celebrated the homecoming of Jim Williams yesterday, of course, a bittersweet occasion for us, of course, as we temporarily said goodbye to Jim, but know that he is with our Lord in glory, and with the promise that we have in Psalm 16 and the reality of Christ's resurrection that proves the promise of Psalm 16, as we'll see tonight, we know that Jim does not remain in Sheol, as even David himself declares in that psalm, but will be resurrected from the dead, as we all will be. So we all look forward to that. And with that being said, you can go ahead and turn in your Bibles again to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. As you do that, let's begin in prayer. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your revelation made known to us. We thank you how you have, for the promises that you have declared to us, Lord, that we can depend on you for all things in this life. And Father, in you we have hope in the life yet to come. Father, we pray that we would be pierced in our hearts through what you have for us this morning. And we pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. So as we come to the text, you'll remember we're in Mark chapter 6, beginning in the second half of verse 6. We'll read this together. And he was going around the villages teaching. And he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs. He gave them authority over the unclean spirits, and he instructed them that they should take nothing for their journey except a mere staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals. And he added, do not put on two tunics. And he said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. As we come to this text for the first time in the Gospel of Mark, we're going to see Jesus send out his disciples, his